Pasuk Aleph. The word mizmor is milara. The word is not mizmor. The accent is not on the first syllable. It is mizmor. The word chanukas. The word is not chanukas. The word is chanukas, milara. The word lidavid is milara. The word is not lidavid. It is lidavid. Pasuk Beis. Aroi mimcha. There is a meseg under the reish, which signifies a minor pause. Aroi mimcha. The second mem has a shva noch, according to the Rishonim. However, according to the Shitas Harazo, it would be aroi mimcha with a shva noch. This word is a verb from Binyan P.A.L. The Shoyrish is Rum, Reish, Vav, Mem. The word Dilisani. Dilisani is a verb from Binyan P.A.L. The Shoyrish is Dalid, Lamed, Hey. There is a Dagesh Chazak in the Lamed, because the rule is that every verb from a Binyan P.A.L., the middle root letter has a Dagesh Chazak, which is to be stressed a little bit stronger. Dilisani. The word simachta. The shorish of this word is sin mem ches. This is from Binyan P.A.L. That is why there is a dagesh chazak in the mem, to strengthen the sound of the mem. Simachta. Also, the word simachta means you did not make someone else happy. You did not make my enemy happy. You did not make my enemy rejoice. This word in Binyan Kal would be samachta. You were happy. But simachta means to make someone else happy, to make someone else rejoice. It has a meaning similar to a Binyan Hif'il. However, We find only one time in the entire Tanakh where this shayrish comes actually in a binyan hif'il form, and that's in Perek Peites Pasuk Mem Gimel, where you have the word hismachta. Otherwise, it always comes in binyan p'el. The word oyevai, there is a shiva no under the yud. And oyevai, the main accent, is on the vays. You may have thought that this is a case of nasoig achor, that Li pushed back the main accent to the aleph, but it is not so. There is no nasoig achor here. The word is oyevai, Li. Pasuk Gimel. The word shivati. There is a shvanoch under the ayin. Try to get some kind of a sound there, not to lose completely the sound of the ayin. Shivati. Pasuk Dalid. The last words, miyoredi voyer. This is a case of a ksiv and a kri. The kri, the way we read it, is miyoredi voyer. These two words are attached by a makof, a small line. We consider these two words as being one word. So the main accent is on voyer. And we have a minor accent after the yud. And a shva no under the resh. Miyoredi voyer. Pasuk he. Zammeru. There is a dogesh chazak in the mem, since it is a verb from Binyan P.A.L. Zammeru. Vahoydu. The word is not vahoydu. The word is vahoydu. Lezecher kodshoi. That shva under the dalid is a shva noch, because the kamatz under the kuf is a kamatz katan. Kodshoi. Pasuk Vav. The word birtzoinoi. I just want to point out that this word has the major hefsek trop on it. The major hefsek in Tehillim is the Oilevi Yoreid, on top of the tzadeh and under the nun. This combination is called the Oilev Yoreid, which I had mentioned previously a number of times. So the main pause in this pasuk is over here. Ki rega ba'apoi chayim birtzoinoi. The word yolin bechi. The word is yolin. There is no nasoig achor here. You would think that since bechi is stressed on the first syllable, it would push back the accent to the yud, but it does not. It is yolin bechi. And the last two words, v'laboiker rina. Make sure you have the sound of both letters resh. Pasuk Zayin. The word is v'shalvi. Va'ani amarti v'shalvi. The previous word ends with a yud, so there is no dagesh kal in the vase. V'shalvi. Pasuk Ches. Birtzoinecha. Under the nun there is a shavar no, since it is after a tenuah gedayla. The word he'emadta, under the dalet there is a shavar noch, since it is after a patoch, which is a tenuah katana. He'emadta. Lahariri oiz. The shavar under the resh is a shavar no, because this follows the rule of daimois, two similar letters. Even though it is after a patach, the rule of daimois overrides the rule of the patach. Lahariri oiz. Pasuk tes, no comment. Pasuk yud. Mabetza bidomi, not bidomi, bidomi. The word berid ti, under the dalid there is a shavah noch, berid ti. El shochas, there is a komatz under the shin, because the two words el shochas is the oilev yoreid. An oilev yoreid can be separated, one part on one word and the other part on the next word, as you have in el shochas. So since it is the major hefsik of the pasuk, instead of having the word shachas, we have shochas. Hayoidecha afar. Under the dalet there is a shiva no. It is after a tenuah gedayla. Hayoidecha. Pasuk yud aleph. The last part of the pasuk, Hashem. Heye oizer li. I do not say Hashem heye and then pause and say oizer li. Hashem is a ta'am mafsik. We say Hashem separately. Hashem heye oizer li. Pasuk yudbeiz. Lemachoyel li. Make sure we hear both letters lamed. Lemachoyel li. The word at the end of the pasuk, vata'azereini simcha. This is a difficult word. Let's do it in slow motion. Vata'azereini. There is a dogesh chazak in the tav because it follows a vav hahipuch. And there is a dogesh chazak in the zayin since this verb is from binyan pl. And we pronounce it vata'azereini. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Lema'an, make sure you do not lose the ayin sound, and the main accent is on the mem. Lema'an Yizamercho Chavoid. Yizamercho ends with a chof ending. Chavoid begins with a chof. Make sure you say clearly both letters chof. And this completes the Diktuk section for this capital.